Jay Williams here with another installment on the subject of change ringing, the art of ringing X number of bells in a different order with each cycle of ringing. So if you have 8 bells, you'd start going with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then 2, 1, 4, 3, 6, 5, 8, 7, etc. The idea being that from beginning to end of a course or touch, you never repeat a permutation. I've got 2 other podcasts on Blind Cool Tech that discuss this, so you can review that later. I recently spent a weekend in Charleston, South Carolina, in an event called Ring Around Charleston, where nearly 120 ringers from this country and England gathered to ring in all 4 bell towers in that city. Needless to say, it was quite an amazing weekend. What this little presentation is takes place in St. Michael's Church in Charleston. It's the oldest of the 4, and it was built in the 1750s and 60s. The bells were originally cast in 1764. At the end of the Revolutionary War, the Brits stole the bells in reprisal for, I guess, the fact that they lost that war, and took them back to England. Later on, they sent them back, and they were stored in a shed inland in near Columbia, and the shed burned, which cracked the bells, and so then they were sent back to England to be recast and then shipped back over here in 1868. So these bells, as with many bells, have had a rather checkered history, but it's logical to assume that they were cast with pretty much the same specs as was originally done. So what you're hearing, we can probably assume, is an 18th century set of bells, which for this country is pretty old. The frame for the bells had to be rebuilt after Hurricane Hugo came through, but one of the stipulations with the money that was contributed was that things be restored as historically accurately as possible. However, the church itself was not destroyed, and when you go up to this tower, the steps are narrow, and the wood has been polished by that many feet, and you go into the tower and there's this beam that you have to duck your head way low. In fact, there are 2 such beams, and the tower is stone that is just so thick. And yes, you're hearing a cat, not a bell. This cat wants out, and he's not going to get out. So this is a ring of 8 bells, and the heaviest one weighs 1,975 pounds. And what we're going to hear is a service touch of Grand Sir Triples. A service touch means that you take a method such as Grand Sir Triples and you call either bobs or singles or both, whatever you need to make the method last for an appropriate amount of time before the service. And to review, the idea is that from beginning to end, none of the permutations are repeated. But I present this because this was, I think, a particularly musical sounding touch. So just sit back and listen. If you want to try to follow the changes, that's fine. But simply as a musical experience, this is sublime. And then afterward, they ring the bells down. That is, bring the bells so that all of their mouths are hanging down. And as they do it, the clappers interfere less and less with the sides of the bell. And so the chords just become glorious. For those of you who have heard bells before and maybe have followed my trek through change ringing, you will notice that there's a difference in tuning, especially in newer sets of bells as opposed to older sets. The newer sets of bells, all of the harmonics are in tune with each other. In older sets, generally speaking, the lower harmonic or 2 are a bit sharp, in fact quite sharp, so it produces a dissonance that at first, if you just listen to one bell, you may think, that's a bit out of tune, isn't it? Well, they all sound this way. It is a consistent thing, so it's obviously something intended. And the result is when you get a good ring going, and if the rhythmic striking is good, the dissonances produce these wild, wonderful chords that sort of slowly undulate through the middle of the sound. It's hard to describe, but listen very carefully especially with headphones, and you'll hear this mystical howling going on that is just not to be believed. So anyway, what you'll hear is the method called grands or triples being extended by singles only. And you hear the guy go, single, whenever he needs to extend more permutations in the thing. And I think, as I say, this is just such a sublime sound. And then the ringing down of the bells at the end. So I think this is as close as we're going to come to literally going back in time and being in the 18th century and hearing what it really sounded like. So enjoy.
Oh! three in this, that's grounds.